Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. With winter and the holidays now in full swing, many of us take the opportunity to brave the cold and explore the outdoors. Maybe brave the cold or relish in the cold as well. So how is the current season shaping up? It is that time of year where we head up to Donner Summit and we check in with Dr. Andrew Schwartz, the lead scientist and manager of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab. Andrew is here to give us really a status update on what the current season is looking like and highlight some pretty new, cool technology the lab has been working on this winter. Welcome, Andrew. Nice to see you again.
Great to see you too, Vicky. Thanks for having me on.
So for people who are just learning about this for the first time, I actually have a Snow Lab t-shirt. Not everyone else does. What does the Central Sierra Snow Lab do?
Well, first, thank you for supporting the lab with buying a t-shirt. Second, we have been up here on Donner Summit since about 1946, and we've been researching all things water, weather, and climate since then. So we take daily measurements of our snowpack and put those into our database, and we also look at how the weather is affecting that. And actually, even though we've only been here since 1946, we have one of the longest records in the world that goes all the way back to 1878. So really cool stuff up here.
So I have had you on multiple times, and obviously we joined via Zoom because you're at Donner Summit, and I have seen that window behind you, and it has looked completely different, especially when compared to last season, which was a near record-breaking snow season, correct? So how does last season compare to this time right now, December 13th?
Yeah, I realistically, last year was second biggest we've had on record. So the only bigger year was 1951-52. And we ended up getting about 63 feet last year of snowfall. And the year prior was about, the record-breaking year was 68. So pretty close to that. This year, though, we're a little bit behind the ball. We're at about 52% of average for what we would expect to this time of year. Normally, we have a little bit over 4 feet of snowfall to this point, and we're only at about 2. And if we're talking in terms of last year, to this point in time, we'd had about 14 feet. So only about a 1/6 to 1/7 of what we had at that point.
Yeah. And your focus, of course, I mean, it's in the name, is the Central Sierra. Is that the case across the Northern and the Southern Sierra as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've seen more snow go up north. You know, last year, the thing that brought us so much of that wonderful moisture was those atmospheric rivers that kind of hit the central coast and went down south a little bit too. But this year, those storm tracks have been much further north up in Washington, Oregon, and in British Columbia. And so that means they're getting all that moisture. And we've kind of been on the southern edge. So the snow that we have gotten has been primarily in the northern Sierra Nevada and in the southern Cascades. We've had a little bit here in the central Sierra, but the southern Sierra is also hurting because they haven't had too much yet.
Yeah, and we've talked about this topic before. You know, we're seeing more precipitation, rain, instead of snowfall, and that has been a trend, you know, in recent years. Has that become... How challenging is that? I mean, you're up at the summit. How challenging is that in terms of water storage, you know, through the drier months, you know, which is what we rely on?
It can be immensely challenging. You know, a lot of people, myself included, for a very long time, kind of considered rain and snowfall to be the same in terms of our water needs. And you know, once you get into kind of the water world, specifically the snow world, you realize that snow is immensely important and that rain doesn't quite fulfill the same role. You know, we have these big reservoirs around the state that store our water, but our snowpack exists as another reservoir on top of the mountains that we don't have to manage. It manages itself. Gives us a consistent feed of water through the spring and into the summer, this last year, even into the fall. And so it's a really valuable asset. And as we all probably noticed, it was a lot less smoky this last summer as well, which means that when we do have that good snowpack, it really helps keep our vegetation moist and lower our fire dangers. So when we get a slow start to the year like this, it's not the end of the world, but we're definitely hoping that it bulks up soon.
Are snowfall seasons getting shorter?
They are, yes. So we're seeing, of course, warming of the atmosphere as a whole. But that warming has taken kind of what we call the fringe months of winter. So October and November, and then April and May, when things used to be below 0 Celsius or below 32 degrees Fahrenheit at night that would support a snowpack. And it's brought those temperatures above that. So now in those months, we've seen a big shift away from snowfall as the dominant precipitation type to rainfall. And that makes it challenging because, for one, if we're recreating, the ski resorts can't open as early as we would like, and that makes it hard for them to operate, and they have to invest in snowmaking equipment. But it also presents issues because we don't get that early start to the snowpack that really helps wet our soil and set us up for a successful water year.
We're talking about a lot of dynamics that I would imagine makes your job evolve and can make it even more challenging in some respects. But you do have some new tools to play with this year. There are some new instruments. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so we embarked on a new project with our partners at the Department of Water Resources to install about 25 to 30 new sensors here at the site. And I've kind of dubbed it the sky to stream measurement system, because from the moment that a snowflake or a raindrop falls out of the sky until the moment it goes downhill in a stream, it's being measured, whether that be with wind speed and air temperature or in a number of different ways. And so this is realistically the biggest investment that we've had on this site in decades for our measuring capabilities. And so if we kind of break it down a little bit, there's two ways that we really measure snow in our snowpack. There's what we call mass balance, which is the mass coming in versus the mass going out, right? So mass coming in is just snow or rain, and then mass going out is going to be either meltwater going downstream, sometimes evaporation, sometimes soil recharge. And then we have energy balance, which is all the energy sources going into and out of that snowpack that cause it to melt. And this new system will be doing all of those measurements. And we'll also have a live streaming camera so you can see what the conditions are like up here during those big storms that roll through.
Yeah, what do these sensors look like? I mean, for them to go from like the moment that snow falls all the way down to flowing downstream as water.
Well, we have big precipitation gauges, of course. We want to make sure we measure all of that incoming precipitation. We have something that I worked on heavily for my PhD called an eddy covariant sensor. It kind of looks like one spider on its back and another one facing it on its top with these crazy legs that point at each other. And it measures 3D wind speed and then takes measurements of also carbon dioxide and water vapor in the air so we can figure out how much is going into and out of the environment. So we've got that. We've got a sensor in our stream now that's measuring our stream level. So we're really understanding how, you know, our stream flows respond to certain events like rain on snow. And it's just very exciting time. This will be the first winter this system's tested in its complexity and completeness. And then hopefully next year we'll be fully operational and all the data can go out to whoever would like to see it.
That must be pretty cool. Something that, you know, you started with in an academic setting. You're now seeing it released out into the wild.
Oh, it's incredibly exciting. It's one of those things where, you know, there's very few sites, if any, around the world that have this complete of a measurement system for our atmosphere and for snow. You know, off the top of my head, I can think of maybe three or four that would be up there with us. So it really is a groundbreaking system, and it's been so great to see it come to fruition.
Yeah, as we wind down the conversation, people may be listening to this and looking out the window and seeing the sunshine, and that might make them a little sad because, you know, they want some snow up in the Sierra. I understand, you know, you're not necessarily a meteorologist, but, you know, I mean, the fact that it's 52% of average for this time of year, that doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to be a mild winter season.
No, not at all. And to be completely honest with you, my undergraduate was in meteorology. I've just kind of shifted since then. So I have a little bit to say. no, so yeah, we've had these slow starts to the year before. Probably the most recent one that ended up panning out really well for us was in the winter of 2016-2017. We got a really late start to that year. We were getting almost no snowfall. And then about midway through January, the snow took off and just did not stop for a couple months. And we ended up, that's one of the biggest years in recent memory for a lot of people. So even though we're starting off in kind of a slow and maybe a little bit of a precarious spot with our snowpack, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll stay that way.
Andrew, as always, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me on, Vicky. Always a pleasure.
Andrew Schwartz is the lead scientist and manager of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab, and he's been giving us an update on the current snow season and what the lab is working on in the future. That is it for Insight today. But before we go, we have a reminder. We're excited to announce that Insight will be moving to the noon hour starting in the new year in January. We're going to keep you posted on Cap Radio and our digital platforms. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to talk to us, you can send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We will catch you back here tomorrow.